Anybody, you're welcome. Good to see you. You look good, you look well. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you excited to be in God's presence this morning? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How has been your week? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Alright, we started a series last Sunday called The Six Zones of Life. The Six Zones of Life. Can I have the picture of the six zones? The six zones of life. The six zones of life. The six zones of life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And last week we looked at the six zones. We said we have six zones of life. And this depicts the way our life runs. We said zone number one is the comfort zone. Everybody starts up from the comfort zone. And they said, we said from the comfort zone, we move. Everybody moves to the combat zone of life. And then from the combat zone, now there will be a division. It's either you branch right or you branch left. You branch right to the crisis zone, or you continue to the victory zone, and then from the victory zone to the safety zone, and then from the safety zone to the death zone. We said it's the death zone, but it could also be the rapture zone. Hallelujah. And then we said from the crisis zone, so people can move directly from crisis to death, or from crisis to the victory zone via divine intervention. And we began analyzing the zones. And last week, we looked critically at the first zone, that is the comfort zone. I will look at everything that happens in the comfort zone. I will say the comfort zone is not the word comfort as in comfort. It's a zone of life where everybody starts from. But we said it is the place where you pick up the ingredients that you need for the other zones of life that you will come across. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, let me have the book of Ecclesiastes. That's where we take our theme from, chapter 3. I'll read verse 1, verse 2, and verse 11. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1. Hallelujah. The Bible says, to everything there is a season, and a time, and to every purpose, under the heaven. Verse 2. The Bible says, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Verse 11. Praise the Lord. I will say those zones, they run between being born and dying. Hallelujah. Right from birth, a child that is giving birth to steps into the zone of life, and he continues on that zone till he dies. The Bible says in verse 11, he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the word in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. He has made everything beautiful in his zone. He has made everything beautiful in his zone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Alright, so I believe on your fingertip by now, you already understand the six zones. And I'm sure some of you in the course of the week must have explained these zones to other people, right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So today, we're going to be dealing with the combat zone. The combat zone. And I'm believing God that by next week, by the grace of God, we'll round up all the other zones. Praise the Lord. Because all the other zones, once you understand the comfort and the combat zone, the other zones are very easy to conquer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The combat zone. When we talk of combat, what comes to your mind? Fight, right? What does it mean? Fight. Fight. When you talk of combat, it talks about what? Fight. Praise the Lord. And as I was meditating on this, I said, Holy Spirit, how do I start? And then he gave me an idea. And that, let me start with that idea. I have a picture there. Can I have the first picture up? All right. This was the picture the Holy Spirit gave to me. Hallelujah. Now look at this. Who are these? Athletes, right? What are they about to do? They're about to what? To start a race. Now, are they racing now? They are not. They are just on your marks. Abi, get set. Now, this is what they have done prior to this point in time is what they have done in their comfort zone. Everything they have done prior to this moment is what? Comfort zone. Now look at them. Some of them. Look at Jamaica there. Have you seen Jamaica? This color is Jamaica, right? Now, that's Jamaica. Now, Jamaica, when a child is born, right from the age of 4, if they discover that the child can read very well, right from the age of 4, they pick the child and they start training the child, preparing the child for the Olympics. Are you following now? They start preparing the child for the Olympics. My younger brother is in the UK now. The first son now. He can run. And they picked him and they are training him to run for the United Kingdom. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Something like we are giving biscuit and Indomie here. You understand? But they have sense. They understand. When they see talent, they quickly pick it. They understand that the comfort zone of life is not comfort. The comfort zone of life is where you prepare a child for the challenges ahead. Now, you can see this woman here. What color is this? Eh? What color is that? What does that represent? What country is that? Eh? Namibia. Rwanda. Katsina. That's Nigeria for you. Now, Nigeria. When is the next Olympics? 20? Is it 2020? Yeah, I think it should be 2020. 2020. It should be in 2020, June or thereabouts. Usually it's towards summer, right? But by the grace of God, by March next year, we'll quickly go to the secondary school and look for people that can run. Have you? Is that not what we do? We can look for people that can run. We package them quickly. Come and run. Come and run. Let's go to National Stadium. So they will go to National Stadium. Then they will run. Then the person that came fifth, because his father is a commissioner, Abi, or is a minister. You right? You understand? And the person that came third, because the one that came third came from abroad and he has some dollars, and I'll give you the coach some dollars. We'll package all of them together and then we'll bring them here to the Olympics. Are you following? Are you seeing life now? Everybody is going to come to this level. But what you have done that has brought you to this point is very soon is going to show. It's going to show. The Jamaican, since the last Olympics, they've started, and US, since the last Olympics, they have identified people, they have identified new talents, and they are doing competition every blessed week. Trust African countries. You know, we have raw talents. And we so much believe in our raw talents. So we just believe you can just go there and do anything. No, sir. No. That's not how Olympics. It can work in your country, but it won't work on the international stage. That's how many lives are run. Hallelujah. When you are skillful, be careful. Because most people that are skillful just rely on their skill. And they just feel there is no problem. I just show up there. I just conquer. I just win. No. Everybody is going to come here. You know, everybody is starting on the same pace. They didn't say, Mr. A, they said, because you are Nigerian, you didn't prepare very well. Let's give you 2 meters ahead of every other person. Did they do that? Hallelujah. That is life for you. I was sharing with a couple of students during the course of the week. I said, look, you can see now, the same way that people are bending down to start. Somebody now has finished university. Let's say the red one now has finished with first class. The second one finished with 2-1. The Jamaican finished with 2-2. This other one finished with third class. Nigeria finished with pass. Hallelujah. We are going to run the same race. Hallelujah. You are about to enter for an interview. All of you at the same time. What does that mean? It simply means when that is about to start, some people are already disadvantaged. There is nothing you can do about it. Am I right? They are already what? Disadvantaged. There are ingredients that are supposed to be in their life that was not in their life. And there is no miracle that is going to happen at the place of execution. Are you following me now? Because everybody will enter into a combat zone. And when you enter into a combat zone, your Bible will say, what does that mean? What the bird has eaten is what the bird flies with. Hallelujah. You don't get there. And it's when you have entered into combat now, that you are not looking for what to eat. Hallelujah. You have entered the race now. Can I imagine the Nigerian say, everybody, please hold on, let me quickly do the answer.
let me exercise. No! It doesn't work again at that time. You must have done it in the comfort zone so that when you come to this point in life, you know you are ready. Are you following me this morning? So what does that mean? Immediately they shoot the gun on your marks. Get set. Go. Bow. And you hear the gun and everybody starts moving. What does that mean? You have entered into where? Combat. You have entered into combat. Immediately you step inside that examination hall and everybody picks up your pen. Start. You have entered into what? Combat. All of you are looking for a job. Immediately all of you enter and they close the door and they said the interview is about to commence. What have you entered into? Combat. Everybody will enter into where? The combat zone of life. Are you following? Do you understand the picture now? Hallelujah. Alright, so let's look at some of the characteristics of the combat zone. Number one. These are the things you need to understand about the combat zone. Number one. Everyone will enter into the combat zone of life at one time or the other. You can't run away from it. You say, no, me, I'm just a civil servant. Won't you look for promotion? Won't you look for promotion? Hallelujah. You will look for promotion. You even get promoted to a particular state or a particular cadre, and they tell you that at this state, how do you think they choose one director in each office? Have you ever thought of it? That they have to choose just one director. They have promoted everybody, and now there are about six of you that are qualified. Have you not entered into combat? Combat has started. How will they choose you out of the others, out of the many that are there? What will qualify you? What will separate you from the crowd? We have entered into combat. Everyone will enter into a combat zone of life at one time or the other. Number two, the combat zone is the fight zone. The combat zone is the fighting zone or the fight zone. It's the war zone. Nobody is crowned a fighter. Nobody is crowned a winner without a fight. Hallelujah. Nobody in life is crowned without fighting. You must fight before you can be crowned. So you must understand that dynamics. Hallelujah. And then the size of the crown that you will wear in life is going to be determined by the size of the battles you fight. Do you understand that? The size, how big your crown is going to be, is going to be determined by how big the battles you fight will be. So when you see that the only set of people that are coming against you in life are Goliaths, you should know you are meant for the throne. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Number three, it is an examination zone. It is an examination zone. And you will always see two personalities in this zone. Two personalities in this zone. You and the devil. Two personalities in this zone is who? You and the devil. And most of the time it seems as if God is silent. And you know, the teacher is always silent during the exam. So in this zone, two personalities. It is you against the devil. Hallelujah. It's an examination zone. Number four, it is a name-changing zone. The combat zone will give you the name you will carry forward from the encounter. It will give you the name that you will carry forward in life from that encounter. It will give you the name. It is what? A name-changing zone. That's very critical. Note it, never forget it. It's a name-changing zone. When Saul and David met in the combat zone, Saul became the ex-anointed. David became the anointed of the Lord. Their names changed. One day, a young man called Jabez, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, woke up and discovered that he found himself in the combat zone of life. Everything seems to be opposing him. What happened? He prayed. And what happened? His name changed. Everything about his destiny turned around. He became the blessed of the Lord. What will happen? Where will you move to? From the combat zone. Number five. Combat can show up in any area of your life. Combat can show up in where? Any area of your life.
For example, how can combat show up in your business? Have you thought of it? Anybody? Anybody? How can combat show up in business? How?
You have competitors. That's combat. You have competitors. Hallelujah. What happens? You just wake up one day and discover that somebody has started the same type of business near you. You just woke up and you discover that all your customers are now going there.
Isn't it?
It just started. They are your customers. You know them. They even came and greet you.
But they go to, there is this, is it Glow Adverts? That they used to do that. Was it Glow Adverts? That some people's customers, they were rushing to the neighbor. They will go there, they will greet them. But they will just go to the neighbor, Abby, to go and buy. And the woman came out and started fighting. No, you understand? That is what? Combat.
They've entered into the combat zone. What happened? Your customers that you have been customers for 4, 5, 6, 10 years, they just wake up and they are buying from your neighbor. What do you think has happened? Then you are going there to fight your neighbor. You don't go to fight your neighbor. You have entered into combat. You should know what to do. That's life. You have entered into the combat zone of life. You are doing your business, you are doing well, you are doing well. They just brought a new product into the market. And that new product, everybody is going for it. They are no longer buying your product. What do you think has happened? Combat today. Combat has happened. You have entered into what? Into combat. Hallelujah. You can enter into combat in your career. I've given you an example. You fight for what? For promotion now. You need to enter in for promotion. Several people are entering in for the promotion. Hallelujah. I told you I went to pray on the mountain sometimes. I've told you before, severally, that I went to pray on the mountain. And some people are doing interview bank. They are doing interview in your office or something like that. Some of the bankers came to do all night. They came to do what? All night. On the mountain. They came with generator, sir. You know that these people mean business. They came with generator. Ah. You understand? And in the morning, they quickly go back home. Dress up. Put on suit. Put on tie. Put on pomade. Put on good perfume. And you are going to write the same exam with them. Don't you know you have failed already? How do you want to beat them? Here you are. You are in your house. You watch film a day before the exam. You watch film till 12 midnight. Abi? You watch film till 12. You slept again. You woke up 4. You quickly went through that movie you didn't finish. That series. You quickly watch 30 minutes out of it. Abi? Praise the Lord. So by 5, you quickly dress up. And then you went through over your notes, and then by 6 a.m., you quickly do one, you shower and everything. You pray for 5 minutes, share like that. Then you dress up, and everybody appear in the hall. You are on your marks, but you are not. They are not your mates. They are beating you in the night. Hallelujah! They have conquered that zone. They have conquered that territory. How did they get there? Do you understand combat? Do you understand? So combat can show up in any area of life. Number 6. That is what is called internal combat. So it might not necessarily be external. There are what is called what? Internal combat. Internal combat could include a feeling of fear, insecurity, and worry. When you start thinking, hey, will this thing happen? Will it not happen? And you become afraid in a particular area of your life, in your heart. What are you going through? You have entered into a combat zone in that area. You are not sure of the outcome. You are not too certain whether it will happen or it will not happen. There is what? Combat locking somewhere around that zone of your life. So combat can be what? Internal. And then number 7, combat is the negotiation zone of life or the temptation zone of life. The negotiation zone of life or the temptation zone of life. Once the devil senses your future, it will want to keep you away from it by all means. Once he senses your future, it will want to keep you away from it by all means. What does it do? It brings alternatives to you. That is the zone of alternatives. You remember when Jesus Christ entered there? Jesus entered into combat. You know, the devil didn't come. Have you read in your Bible that the devil came when Jesus Christ was 12 years old? Eh? What of when he was 24? Did the devil show up? Huh? Eh? But he didn't show up. But he came to negotiate the salvation of mankind. immediately after the baptism of Jesus. He came. He showed up. He said, bow down to me. Why didn't he come at 12? Why didn't he come when Jesus was even 29 and a half years old? He came when Jesus was 30 and was stepping out into ministry. The devil was smart. He understood it. He came to negotiate the future of the world from Jesus. It is the negotiation zones of life. It is when you have waited, and you have waited, and all of a sudden it seems what you are praying for is not happening, and then you are looking for alternative. The devil has pushed you into combat. The question is, will you succumb to him? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, so let's look at some case studies the way we did last week. Case study number one. Satan met Adam and Eve and gave them something to eat. Abi? The same Satan. How did he meet Jesus? Have you ever read in your Bible how he met Jesus? The first encounter Jesus had with Satan was what? Satan came to offer him something to what? To eat. Do you understand that? That's Matthew chapter 4. He came to offer him the same temptation. The same thing he did to Adam and Eve was the same thing he did to Jesus. Are you following me this morning? That was the same thing. There was no difference. Hallelujah. You know, Adam was, Bible scholars believe Adam was 30 years old when God created him. He was 30 years old. But here was a 30 years old with a brain of probably a day old child. Do you understand? Adam was not born. Adam was made. Adam was created as a 30 year old. So all the years of comfort zone, Adam didn't understand what is happening. Adam doesn't understand what to do in the comfort zone of life. He just met himself in combat, face to face with the devil. One day he just woke up and the devil said, come and eat. That was all. That's combat. He didn't know how to handle the devil. He didn't have enough vocabulary to deal with the enemy. He doesn't know how to combat very well in that zone. And what was the end? How did he end? What happened next? What happened to Adam and Eve? They branched where? To where? Crisis zone. Isn't it? And what happened to Jesus? Satan brought something for him to eat too. What happened? He went ahead. He confronted the devil, right? And he moved from there to where? To the victory zone. Isn't it? Are you following me now? Are you following me now? Because at that zone, you will meet the devil. There's something you can do about it. You will meet him. He can come in different shades. He can come in different color. He can come in different form. But he will come. Hallelujah. What you have done in the combat zone of life, in the comfort zone of life, will determine what will happen. Are you following me now? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Case study number two. Joseph met Potiphar's wife. Samson met Delilah. Joseph met Potiphar's wife. He has met the devil now. What happened to Samson? Samson met Delilah. What was the outcome? What happened to Joseph? Joseph moved from there to where? Victory zone. Isn't it? What happened to Samson? He moved to where? Crisis. He lost his eyes. Isn't it? He moved to crisis zone. Do we understand that? Alright. Let me show you these three people. King Saul, David, and then David's elder brothers and the other soldiers. Three of them, those three personalities, they met at the combat zone, right? How did they meet? Who was the devil that confronted them? Who was the devil? Goliath. Are you following me this morning? Goliath met the three of them, right? Isn't it? Goliath met the three of them at the combat zone, at the war front. The three of them met. Now, what was the end result? King Saul was on his way out of the throne and he moved into crisis. The armies and David's brothers, they were on their way nowhere. That was the end of their lives. That was the end of their destiny. We didn't hear much about them again. They moved to where? Crisis zone. But what happened to David? David was on his way to collect the throne that Saul lost. Many a times, it is at the combat zones of life that men loses their throne to their opponents. Hallelujah. But David,
collected the throne and was on his way to victory zone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me give you an example. A young lady that doesn't know how to cook and didn't learn how to cook, Abby, is married now. Her husband said, I want to eat, give me one food. I want to eat what? Vegetable and sembo. I said, how did they make sembo? Abby? Then she went to buy vegetable in the market now. And she gathered the vegetable and pour everything inside the pot. What do you think she's entering into? Combat. Hallelujah. She's entering into where? Combat. I'm bringing it home now. You are relating with what I'm talking about now. She has entered into combat. You know, I read an article in the newspaper. I don't know whether it was a joke or it was true. About a guy that asked his newly wedded wife to do egg and this thing for him in the morning. First night after marriage. You understand? Say, fry egg for me and boil yam. And the lady carried egg, pour oil in fire and throw the egg there like that with the shell, everything. What do you think she's entering into? What do you think she's entering into? She has entered into combat that will lead take her to crisis. She's gradually moving from what? From crisis, combat to where? To a crisis zone. Because very soon, that guy knows that you don't know how to cook. Very soon, he's not going to come home again. Do you understand me now? Very soon, he will start eating the secretary's food. Problem has started. You have entered into combat with his secretary now. Are you following me now? And gradually the marriage is going towards where? Crisis. Are you seeing life? Hallelujah. The young man that didn't learn how to manage his money and his finances and his resources very well, now suddenly he's married. Now he has children. Hallelujah. And usually when he collects his salary, he just go to Tradoc, blow it. You understand? Come back home. After the first day. He's still living his life like that. Now, he has entered into what? Crisis. House rent is there. He cannot pay. What do you think he is entering into? He has entered into a zone that is very deadly for him. And gradually, if care is not taken, it will shift from there to where? To crisis. Are you seeing how people enter into combats in life? Those are the realities of life. In life, you want to do business. It's business I want to do. It's business I want to do. You hate figures. You can't balance accounts. You don't keep record. You don't know how to keep it. You don't know whether you are running at profit or you are running at loss. And now you have started business. You have entered into combat. And what will be the outcome? Two outcomes are expected after the combat zone. It's either victory or what? Crisis. There is no debating about it. It is a name-changing zone. Go and ask many people that are not successful in life. Trace back their story. They will tell you specifically, when you are looking at their stories now, you will know specifically, when you read the biography of people now, you will know specifically when they entered into crisis. You understand? If you don't fight very well in the combat zone, you will always end up in the crisis zone. There is something you can do about it. When you don't combat well, you end up in crisis. Praise the Lord. Now let me show you this guy, because that's the way many of us behave. Luke chapter 22. I'll read from verse 31 to 34. Luke chapter 22 from verse 31. Now listen carefully to this guy. The Bible says, and the Lord said, who is the Lord here? Who is the Lord here? Jesus. Bible students now. Wow, this church is cold this morning. Any problem? Oh, I'm speaking too many grammar. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, the devil hath desired to sift you, that he may sift you as wheat. That's 2. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, that's 2. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou hast converted, strengthen thy brethren. Do you remember that story? The Lord told Peter, he called him, he said, Peter, this morning as I was praying, I just stumbled, I was praying in the heavenlies,
I was in the spirit, and I just stumbled across the devil and his host. And I asked them, where are you going? They said, we are going to deal with Peter today. And the Lord said, why do you want to deal with Peter? They said, we are going to sift him as wheat. Peter is our target. We will finish Peter today. He said that I said, okay, no problem. Go ahead. I know what to do. I started praying for Peter. Are you following the story now? And the Lord knelt down and he prayed for Peter. And then he called Peter. He said, Peter, come. The devil is planning for you. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. Isn't it? You remember that story now. Now let's go to verse 33. Look at Peter. He said, and he said unto him, Lord, I am ready. Jesus, I am ready to go with thee, both in prison and to death. You don't know anything. Me, Peter. Go to verse 34. Bible says, and he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Do you understand what happened there? Jesus told Peter. He said, Peter, the way I'm telling you this morning, he said, one day you will enter into combat. And when you enter into combat, it's going to be between you and the devil. And I won't be there. You know, when the temptation was going on for Peter, you remember, when they captured Jesus, you know, Jesus was just looking at Peter from afar. All the deniers, Jesus was looking at him. Their eyes were meeting. On the three occasions, I'm sure you have read yours. When you get to read it, do you understand? Their eyes, on that in that Luke 22, their eyes were just meeting like this. After the first one, you know why? He was not prepared for combat. You know, he should have settled down. I asked Jesus, what does it mean for the faith of a man to fail? Why is the devil after me? What am I supposed to do when the devil show up? He didn't ask. That's the problem of many people. You want to enter into life. Life is not money. It's not beans. There are things you enter into life that you must stand up to your responsibilities. There are things you must know before you engage the devil. When you enter into combat, you should know that you have entered. Peter didn't ask any question. Rather, Peter kept on arguing. And you know what? It was argument that killed Peter. You remember? Later in Acts, that should be chapter 10, right? Was it 10 or 11? The book of Acts. When God came down and brought the sheet down from heaven. Isn't it? You remember? And God said, Peter, arise and eat. Peter said, Sam, Lord, nay, I will not eat. He said, I have never touched something that is unclean in my life. God said, it is me, Lord, that is bringing this for you. And Peter argued three times. And the Bible says, and the sheet was what? Was lifted. God brought the ministry to the Gentiles, to Peter. Peter rejected it and God gave it to Paul. Argument. 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 He said, Lord, it's not possible. Can you imagine your creator telling you what will happen tomorrow? Are you not supposed to be excited? Say, Father, thank you. Thank you for this powerful revelation. Thank you for this dream. You understand? Thank you for telling me, what should I do next? Jesus could have told him, Peter, today, because it's going to happen today, therefore this is what you will do. I pray for you that your faith will not fail, but this is what you are going to do. Prayer and fasting today. Every 2 hours interval, be calling me. I will be praying for you. I will just lay hands on you. Every 2 hours, I will lay hands on you. Peter said, is that all? And he said, yes, no problem. Can you imagine? You know, that's how a sensible person would do. Peter said, Lord, even if it is to death, I will follow you. You know, Peter, and what happened? He entered into combat zone and he didn't come out. Praise the Lord. All right, in closing this morning, when I enter into combat zone, what must I do? Number one, develop an awareness of this zone. Know what you are going through. Know when you have entered into the zone. That's the first thing. You must know that you have done what? You have entered into combat. I've given you different instances now. That's why you don't prepare for battle on the day of battle. You prepare for battle before the battle. You prepare ahead. You prepare before. Can you imagine on the day Goliath showed up? David now said, okay, God doesn't use catapults. And I said, hey, where do they put stone? See, Goliath, you are looking for where to put stone. You don't understand the difference between catapults and stone. On the day of battle, trouble has started.
Many people in life have entered into combat without knowing. And some have entered ill prepared. They didn't know. They are not aware. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the first thing is for you to do what? Develop an awareness of the zone. Number two, seek for help and support. A student that has a bad result knows he needs what help. What now? Help. Isn't it? He needs what? Help. Who knows this course better? Do I need to change my reading strategy? Who do I need to talk to? Who can guide me? How should I pray about this course? What else do I need to do? Do I need to meet the lecturer? You understand? That is what to do. That is when you have entered into that zone. You are married now. Every day, shout on your wife. Every day, wife, shout on the husband. Christ, you have entered into combat. What do we do from here? How should we make our family better? You have entered into crisis. That is the zone where you seek for what? Help and what? Support. Number three, you settle down and you determine the outcome that you want. That is the zone where you determine what? The outcome that you want. And I told you there are two possible outcomes. What and what? What are the two possible outcomes? Crisis or victory. So you make up your mind at that zone. What are the outputs that I want? Do I want crisis or do I want what? Victory. Make up your mind. Hallelujah. That is the zone you make up your mind. Oh, I'm not feeling fine. You understand, in that zone, you make up your mind. This thing will not kill me. I will come out of it. You make up your mind. I'm moving to victory. I'm not moving to crisis. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You make up what? Your mind on the outcome that you want. Two people met in crisis, in combat zone. And they had two different outputs. Who are they? Peter and Judas Iscariot. Do you know that? They both entered into combat zone. After that instance, I'm sure you know now, they entered into, both of them denied Jesus. They did the same thing. I'm sure you are aware. That what is what Peter did that Judas Iscariot did. Abi, Judas denied him. Peter denied him. Judas sold him. What is the difference? Nothing. They did the same thing. They handed Jesus over to the enemy. Both of them discovered that they have entered into what now? They have entered into combat with the devil. Jesus was not there. It's the two of them against the devil. What happened? How did Judas Iscariot ended it? He entered into crisis, right? And from crisis, he entered where? Death zone. What happened to Peter? He entered from there. From where? You know, he nearly stepped into crisis. But there he moved back by divine rescue to where? To victory. And Peter became the Peter, head of the church, the first pope. Can you imagine? Both of them, the same situation. So you do what? You determine the outcome that you want. Number five, you go back to the basics quickly. Go back to the basics quickly. Go back to the basics quickly. You are a lady, you don't know how to cook, go and look for somebody that will teach you. You don't know how to handle money, go and listen to messages on financial management. Hallelujah. Go back to the basics. And but it's too elementary now. It's not people like me that go to school again. Have you read about George Weah? How many people have read the story of George Weah? Who is George Weah? He's the current president of who? Of Liberia. And the first black man to be what? World Footballer of the Year. He finished as a footballer. When his career, you know, career of a footballer, no matter how good you are, all this Messi, Ronaldo that we are shouting, give them 2, 3, 4 more years. You will not hear their names again. Am I right? Why? Because there's an age range. But you know, by the time many of them are 35, no club wants to buy them again. No matter how good you are. So he just woke up one day and discovered that his footballing career has ended. Now he wants to go into politics. He discovered that he was a stark illiterate. And everybody was looking at him. Who will make this illiterate president? George Weah. How? It's only football you know how to play, Mr. Man. Go and sit down somewhere. You understand? And, you know, the reality of life dawned on him. Because for the first time in his life, he entered into combat zone. He discovered that his popularity from football cannot bail him out. He discovered that for the rest of his life, he was just about 35, 36 years old now. Less than 40. What will he do with the remaining days of his life? You understand? Go and check records. You discover that most of those active footballers that are very, very good, by the time they are 50, many of them are dead. Do you understand? Now, crisis has come. There is a footballer in this country. Don't let me mention his name. When he was doing very, very well, what did he do? You remember? He bought a plane. He bought a jet. By the time he finished playing football, he doesn't have enough money to pay for the hangar. You know what they call hangar? Where they park plane. He couldn't pay for the hangar. For a day, he has entered into where now? Crisis. He started selling all his property to maintain the status. He couldn't maintain the status. By the time he realized what was happening, he was already deep inside debt. Serious crisis. So he had to sell the plane, sell his house, sell everything to clear off debt. By the time he finished doing all that, he has nothing left to live on. How did he get there? So the same thing. This guy just came to that understanding. The two of them entering into the same combat zone of life. What did Joshua decide to do? He said, I'm going back to school. They look at him. You go back to school. You go and write to AEC. He said, he will write to AEC. And under, is it about 30 years now? Under about 10, 12 years, the same Joshua has a master's degree. And by the 13th year, he was the president of his country. How did he do it? He went back to the basics. You can repair your foundation. Your life doesn't need to end the way it is. Who told you that you are old? Who told you that things cannot get better? Who told you that you can't make adjustments? Who told you that the combat must defeat you? No! Things can change. Life can be better. You can recharge the course of your life and you can arrive gloriously at life. You can look life squarely in the face and say, this is the outcome I want, and you get it. You know, I was looking at him that day that he sat with Buhari during the inauguration. And I was looking at him. He was one of the very few presidents that came. I said, look at this guy. Look at this guy. And you know, the day of his own inauguration, if you have seen the video, he invited my favorite coach, Arsene Wenger. Because that was the man that discovered him. He invited him to come. And his coach sat down. And his coach said, I have never met a fighter like him. He said, I have never met a fighter like him. That's a man that knows how to fight. Can you imagine? The same condition that other footballers in Nigeria have, that some of them are dead now. You know, some of them that are looking for aid, assistance. They are carrying them from hospital to hospital. They are asking government to contribute money for their well-being. The same condition. The same combat zone of life. But look at those where. He has moved from where now? From combat to where? To victory. And many of his other colleagues, they have moved from that same place to where? To crisis. I was reading of a popular footballer now. A Nigerian footballer. Now, he was always buying the latest cars. Always oppressing people when it comes to this country. I was reading about him last week. He is now playing for a tortilla club in India. I just said, oh, my boy, Indian. I just don't play football in India. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Somebody like that now coming to play for $9,000. Can you imagine? How did they get there? And look at his mates. They were in the same club. They played together. They played football together. He's now the president of the country. What happened? He didn't fight well. That's life. They did on your marks. Get set, go. For the two of them. But look at where some of them have ended. You know, so many, even foreign footballers, not just black, so white, so many of them, they are begging, living from hand to mouth. One of my friends went to Hollywood, and the hotel that he stayed, you know, he said it's the hotel that is very close to this place where they shoot movies. That was the hotel that he stayed with his wife, and they stayed in that hotel. They went for vacation, and he said he couldn't believe what was happening. He said all the popular actors that we used to read about and watch their movies, he said some of them are now working in that hotel. You understand? As what? Cobblers, shoemaker. He said one of them, very popular in his days, was the one day that came when they were eating. And the man just offered to polish his shoe. He didn't look at the man's face. And said, okay, go ahead. While he was taking his food, and he just removed the shoe, gave it to the man, and he was eating. When he finished eating, and the man gave him back the shoe. He said he looked at the face of the man. What? And you know, the man was old now, but then he looked at the face and he asked him, are you so so person? Are you actor so so? He said, yeah, you watch my movies? He said, yes, I watch your movie. And so he said, oh, you wondering what I'm doing here? I lost a fortune. I lost a fortune. Do you understand the meaning of that? He lost a fortune. He's a stupid man. He said he lost a fortune. So there is no big deal. You know it's America. That's what there's no big deal that he's not cleaning shoes. Ha! A millionaire. Multi-millionaire. In dollars. What happened? He entered into combat. And from combat, he didn't go to victory. He zoomed off. Straight into crisis. He said the elderly man that collected their box from the car that brought them to their hotel used to be the MD of that same hotel. The same hotel. Do you understand? But he said, one day, as they were going, you know, as an African, he said, sir, you can't carry my box. He said, you are older than my father. He said, it's wrong. You can't carry it. He said, let me carry it. He said, no, that's what I'm being paid for. He said, no, let me help you. And then he collected the box from the man. And the man smiled. And the man said, do you know, I was one time the MD of this hotel. He said, looked at the man. He said, what happened? The man said, no, nothing. He said, one day I'll come and take you to my house. My house is a palace. It's a big place. He said, so why did you come back here? He said, just for the fun of it. He said, I'm not broke. I just felt I should do something with my life. So that's why I'm here. I just come here. Help people carry boxes. He said, the same hotel where you work? He said, yes, there's no big deal. He said, I'm not poor. He said, I'm rich. I'm a multi-millionaire. But I just enjoy being around the hotel. That's how you should enter your death zone. Do you understand? You do the things you want to do. One day I'm going to preach to you on the bucket list. Remind me. That's how you should enter the death zone. Confident. You are not poor, but you are just doing the things you love. Do you understand? The man told him, that once in a year, he travels the whole of Europe and travels the Americas with his wife. And then they return home. And then he continues his job. Can you imagine? Say, hey. He said, when they go to the man's house, he said, it's better than Aso Rock. That's the truth. You know, they don't live in small houses. They stay in estates, acres of land. So the man that is carrying box now, is just for the fun of it. It's not because he's hungry. It's not like the other millionaire that's cleaning shoe because he must survive. How do you want to get there? Hallelujah. And number five, finally, unlearn and relearn. Have you ever seen some people that are in crisis zone, in combat zone, and they are still stubborn? Said, no, this is what has gotten you here. Listen to me. Settle down. Be careful. They are not ready to listen. Said, no, this is the way I will do it. That's the way I've been taught. No problem. You leave them alone with their destiny. Do you understand me? Make sure you are a learner. Unlearn the things that are causing you problem now. Learn the new ones. And if you don't master them well, relearn them. That is what you do when you have entered into where? Combat. Lord, grant us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Why not bow down your heads as you begin to